Pakistan has always maintained its nuclear arms are totally secure and has rejected any suggestion they could fall into the wrong hands. But a recent Washington Post article, based on what it said are classified documents, reported that Washington has increased surveillance of Pakistan's nuclear arms. Does this reflect U.S. distrust of Pakistan? Thomas Lynch is a distinguished research fellow at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C.
The United States takes activities to try to help Pakistan, you know, establish frames of reference and abilities to safeguard material. But then at the same time, there is not the same kind of transparency to allow the United States to go in and verify those activities. So, I mean, the United States, being a large country, doing the same things that one should expect that it does with other countries with nuclear programs, expends capital and expends energy to determine if the assistance is having the desired effect.
But he adds such reports are bound to raise concerns in Islamabad over U.S. intentions towards Pakistan's nuclear program.
I think most American policy experts recognize that in Pakistan, this kind of activity gets morphed into a dramatic worry that the United States is spying on Pakistan's nuclear weapons in order to take them or eliminate them or shut them down. That fear is understandable, but it's quite overblown.
After the story appeared in the Post, Pakistan reiterated that the command and control structure of its nuclear program is completely safe. Experts say, while there may be some distrust in U.S.-Pakistan relations, the two countries are united by vital common interests. Uqab Malik is a Carnegie Fellow at the New America Foundation.
Mutual interests are prevalent throughout the spectrum, and it's about balancing those interests with the negative threats that may emanate from each side to an extent. It's a balancing act. And overall, the strategic interests are much greater than the threats against each other.
And Malik is optimistic about the direction of the U.S.-Pakistan relations.
Pakistan and the United States have established strategic dialogue again. They reinitiated it. The new government in Pakistan wants to facilitate better relationships with Afghanistan and India, as well as the United States and other countries.
Analysts stress that eliminating threats from militants and ensuring the safety of the U.S. troops as they withdraw from Afghanistan should be the main priority for Washington and Islamabad. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.